For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Today's Bushism. Quote, I've coined new words like misunderstanding and Hispanically, end quote. From the Washington Post, DEA withdraws its support of guidelines on painkillers. The Drug Enforcement Administration has reversed its support for a set of negotiated guidelines designed to end a controversy over the arrests of hundreds of pain specialists who prescribed powerful narcotics for their patients. The agency took the document off its website earlier this month, less than 2 months after announcing it with great fanfare. In rescinding its endorsement, the DEA wrote on its website that the 31-page document contained misstatements. The agency declined to give any more specifics, saying it had hoped to issue a statement in 1 or 2 weeks. Worried doctors who had worked on crafting the consensus document, written over the past year by DEA officials and prominent pain management specialists, criticized the agency's unannounced decision to disavow it. They said they were given no explanation or told whether the agency had changed its position on the contentious question of when and how doctors can prescribe the popular painkillers without risking prosecution. Advocates for aggressive pain management said the DEA's decision appears to have been triggered when defense lawyers tried to introduce the guidelines in the upcoming drug trafficking trial of William Hurwitz, a McLean physician. In late September, Hurwitz's defense team sought to introduce them as evidence. Several weeks later, the DEA took the document off its website and said it was not official policy. So now we're stuck with a situation where even our most educated pain specialists are afraid to prescribe these opiates for fear of being locked up as a drug trafficker. The DEA is unwilling to provide a clue because they don't have a clue. Without proper education, without knowledge of what is truthfully in that bag, impacts more than we realize. This from the Associated Press. A month after his 14-year-old friend died of a drug overdose, a 15-year-old accused of giving him Xanax and oxycodone was arrested. The Tarrant County Medical Examiner's Office ruled that the youngster died from a lethal mixture of the prescription drug, an anti-anxiety drug with the trade name Xanax, and oxycodone, a central nervous system depressant. Fort Worth District Attorney Jay Lapham said, "We'll deter, hopefully, this kid from doing it again, and hopefully it'll get around the high schools, middle schools, or whatever, that the district attorney's office and law enforcement is serious about stopping the drug abuse problems." End quote. And of course, it is drug prohibition and the black market that is to blame. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.